Welcome to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. Vegan Nation is an informational program about living the vegan lifestyle, featuring interviews with individuals and organizations who are practicing a healthy vegan lifestyle.
I once read that I am a single-issue candidate. This is furthest from the truth. For instance, the debates about healthcare are merely about access to care, coverage, and insurance.
Who's covered? What illnesses are covered? How much does my insurance cost? What is my deductible? Who will insure me? Are existing conditions covered?
I run on the Humane Party platform because we believe healthcare should address sources, not just symptoms. It should ask, what's the best choice? Not just, how will the bill be paid? Our national health care must emphasize disease prevention and wellness promotion.
Welcome to part one of a two-part interview with Clifton Roberts, U.S. presidential candidate 2016 with the Humane Party. Clifton has over two decades of corporate organizational experience in industries ranging from healthcare to financial services. He currently serves as ethics and legal compliance manager for the world's largest semiconductor producer. Clifton Roberts, who has been a vegan for over 18 years, served as the CEO of the Humane Party, where he became known as a visionary in the areas of social justice, environmentalism, and animal rights. During his tenure, Roberts established the Humane Party's current conference structure and finalized proposals for groundbreaking legislation, including three proposed amendments to the U.S. Constitution.
The Humane Party is a party built up of volunteers in every segment, whether you're a statistician, whether you're a constitutional attorney, whether you are a graphic design artist, whether you are a writer, whether you're a reporter. We want all the help we can get, not just for this campaign, but for the Humane Party.
I'm very honored that joining us on this special Father's Day celebration is Clifton Roberts. Clifton is joining us via Skype in Elk Grove, California.
Hello, this is Clifton.
Hi, Clifton. It's Marlene.
Hi, Marlene.
Thank you so much for this.
Of course, Marlene. Thank you. You are amazing. I really enjoy being on your show. You have such an amazing show.
Thank you. I enjoyed your last two interviews very much, and I'm looking forward to hearing about the updates in the Humane Party campaign and all the activities that's been going on as you work towards creating a just, healthy, peaceful, and sustainable world.
Likewise. I look forward to the conversation.
Well, I'm excited to hear the breaking news of your running mate.
Yes. The Onion Night Show, Brian Hernandez, actually broke the story. The Humane Party agreed with my decision to nominate Dr. Amy Breeze Harper, and she is a vegan of over 11 years. Her husband, who, by the way, her husband is a physicist. His name is Oliver. He's a physicist and a cosmologist, and he's a vegan as well. Dr. Harper holds a master's degree in educational technologies with an emphasis in Black feminist theory, social impact, and educational technologies from Harvard University. She also holds a PhD in social science with an emphasis on leveraging diversity challenges for social impact. And not only that, she's a scholar. She has over 10 years of career experience in consulting, ranging from curriculum development to researching. She's published books and articles, and she's an accomplished writer. And what's excited about that Breeze brings to this campaign is her expertise in the area of intersectionality. What that is, Marlene, in essence, it describes the interconnected nature of social categorizations like race, class, and gender. For your listeners, I encourage them to go to the Onion Night Show and take a listen at the interview, and you can tell that she's passionate about both social injustices that we see with our non-human animal friends, as well as women and quote-unquote minorities that are living here in the United States. So I couldn't be more thrilled than to have Dr. Breeze Harper join this campaign as its vice presidential nominee. I'm honored, and I look forward to instigating tremendous change through this announcement.
Congratulations, and thank you to both of you.
Thank you, Marlene.
Let's start out with the Democracy for America and the Humane Party's platform.
So what I did was I signed and sponsored and worked with a legal team to really work on rhetoric and language to introduce proposed constitutional amendment that really makes our country a true democracy. And as you know, our president and vice president is elected through an electoral college system. So what we're proposing through a proposed constitutional amendment is that the president and vice president is elected by pure democratic elections. For example, Section 1 of the Democracy for America Amendment states that the president and vice president shall be elected by the citizens of the United States. Now, that includes a public element to the nominations of the candidates. So this Democracy for America Amendment is proposed constitutional language, and it's posted out on the humaneparty.org website under resources.
Thank you. I would like to discuss a topic about current presidential candidates that are predetermined.
Yes, you're right. You know, there is a Harvard Law School professor, I don't know if you've ever heard of him, but his name is Lawrence Lessig. I really admire his work, and I actually learned about the concept of tweedism because of his work. And just to give you kind of a brief definition of what tweedism is, it's basically any multiple stage election where, quote unquote, the tweeds or the rich, the very wealthy, get to control the very first stage of an election. We as citizens, as you've seen it now, this is within the Democratic and the Republican parties, but what we get to participate in is the last stage of the elections. And basically, tweedism, as defined by Professor Lawrence Lessig, it was named after a guy named William Boss Tweed. And he was a 19th century American politician. And he was quoted as saying, "I don't care who does the electing so long as I get to do the nominating." Mm-hmm. Now, really think about that, Marlene. That's powerful.
Mm-hmm.
So when you say pre-selected U.S. presidential candidates, especially with what we've seen with primaries, tweedism basically allows only a very small percentage of people to control elections because they actually control the nominations through political donations. So as a result of that, regardless of your preference as a voter or the average voter's preference on an issue, the impact to public policy is almost insignificant because we as people, we no longer have the ability to steer the most basic functions of democracy. And so it's really important for us to focus on campaign finance reform because the way that we're funding campaigns currently in America, it violates the equality of citizens like you and me. And I think, me personally, I think we're already on a path now to defeat this systemic problem, to defeat tweedism. And the way that we can defeat tweedism is to expand our current efforts, I think, to make knowledge available and to continue to make it available through platforms like yours and make it available the way that the enlightened, our forefathers, promised, as openly and as broadly and as much as we can.
Thank you. And Clifton, when I listen and watch mainstream media and even alternative public media outlets, it's very clear to me. I see the manipulation. And like what you are saying about the predetermined candidates, even with Bernie Sanders, and yet I see so many people think he's not part of the system. But from what I observe, it's pretty clear to me that's part of the puppet play.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because Senator Sanders has some very admirable qualities. And you can tell, I think that there is a sincere commitment to the rights and equality of humans. But like you said, that vision is filtered. I think it's jaded because there is no commitment from him, at least on the scale of the Humane Party platform, to the protection of non-human animals, to the real protection and root cause protection of our land, our oceans, this planet, our forests, and the billions of innocent sentient beings that are killed. And you've seen him support publicly the dairy industry. So think about it. Basically, there are two primaries in each election within the United States. One is what we can call the green primary. And that green primary, and I say green because it's influenced by money, that green primary is influenced by donors who determine who has the funds to run a successful campaign. And then the subsequent primary is open to the public. So if you have the dairy industry, which is made up of rich, wealthy landowners, and they are supporting Bernie Sanders, who in turn supports them, then you're absolutely right. It represents someone who is part of that system. And you see it now. There is not one single presidential candidate, including the Green Party, who is openly stating that the root cause to the most profound social injustices in our country and the most profound social injustices in the world and the root cause to our environmental destruction is the mass mutilation, torture, slaughter of non-human animals. There's no other candidate except for the Humane Party candidates for president and vice president.
You are the ones who walk the talk.
Despite my conviction that our compassionate intelligence is a competitive advantage, some people will view that compassion as a weakness, and it's not. We are more enlightened than we've ever been as people who not only see the social injustices that go on, but are acting on it. And like you say, not just talking the talk, but walking the walk. I mean, we have such an understanding of the systems and the interconnectedness of so many of these social justice issues. And it goes back to just our unadulterated killing of innocent beings that have brothers and have sisters and that have fathers. And even though fathers, we know that fathers are being killed for human consumption of their mutilated bodies, it's not only the fathers that are being affected. Mothers all over the world are being killed. And children and brothers and sisters, that just because we don't look like them, just because we don't walk on all four legs. And to add to that, you know, when we talk about this disruption when it comes to the killing of innocent beings, there are biologists that are saying we are currently facing a biodiversity crisis. You probably heard of it. It's called the sixth mass extinction. The effects to families, the effects to fatherhood and motherhood, brotherhood and sisterhood, and other species, that effect is so damaging that we need to change the leadership. We need leaders that are in office that are humble. We need leaders that are in office that aren't tombs for rotting corpses. And I say that in a way, recognizing that I myself, for 30 years of my life, lived that way. But ultimately, I came to the point to understand what it was I was putting in my body. And if we have leaders, whether at the executive branch, congressional branch, or the judicial branch, who cannot even understand, recognize data and science and ethics at that level, we need to change that paradigm. We need to shift that and get leaders in office. And so another thing I wanted to ask of your listeners, Marlene, is I hope that this campaign with two people like Dr. Breeze Harper, myself, that are running for the highest office in the land, but have never been politicians, will inspire the most intelligent people in this country who are the vegans to run for office, whether it's mayor, whether it's Senate, House of Representatives, whether it's for town council, whether it is for a governor, please use your compassionate intelligence as a competitive advantage, and let's, in 2018, let's obtain every office that we can.
Time to take a break. You're tuned in to WCUW 91.3 FM, Worcester Community Radio, serving Central Massachusetts, and around the world at WCUW.org. You're listening to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow. We are joined by Clifton Roberts, U.S. presidential candidate with the Humane Party. Clifton is joining us via Skype in Elk Grove, California. The beautiful instrumentals that we just heard was Kay Fingers, who happens to be practicing in the front room of the studios at WCUW, and it was a blessing to catch their music on the recording. Kay Fingers guides and teaches the children of the Boys and Girls Club of Worcester, who host WCUW's Feel the Beat every other Friday right here at WCUW 91.3 FM.
Hello, tour. Set.
안녕하세요, 여러분. This is Imi from the Daebak K-pop show, and I'm inviting you to come join me and some of your favorite K-pop idols every Sunday from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. for all the latest in K-pop, giveaways every single month, and maybe, just maybe, your favorite song might play. And remember, if it looks good, if it feels good, if it smells good, and most of all, if it sounds good, then it's K-pop. Annyeong. See you Sunday.
This is your very own Dr. G behind the microphone here at WCUW.org, streaming out across those interwebs and live 91.3 FM, community radio serving Worcester and beyond. I'll be bringing you yet another patent-pending sonic thrill ride designed to have you prancing around your yurt while consuming your finest non-GMO and heirloom granola every Thursday morning from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Much love, and I'll see you soon out there in the ethers.
Welcome back from the break. This is Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow. We're continuing with our Father's Day special with Clifton Roberts, U.S. presidential candidate with the Humane Party.
The preamble to the Constitution states that we the people, in order to form a more perfect union, and I think it's up to us as citizens to continue to strive to be more perfect. And what a better way to do that than to teach the rest of its citizens, hey, you guys are basing your diet and basing the things that you put into your mouth and you ingest, you're basing it on habit, you're basing it on tradition. And if you simply just open your mind and you take a look at what veganism offers not only you in terms of your health, but what it's going to offer in terms of the posterity of your children, that is striving to create a more perfect union.
All our cultural traditions, habits, in customs and laws were made out of imbalance when the feminine wisdom, the feminine ways had no participation in it. And so we can't have imbalance. We can't have imbalance in ourselves. Sodium and potassium, we wouldn't exist. We can't have imbalance in the cosmos with the planets. So it's obvious that we need balance of the feminine and masculine in human societies in order to relate to all of the other non-human animals as well. And so this is the big shift that's happening, and the Humane Party is the leader.
Thank you for that. And I think that's so well articulated. It's almost like you have a very prophetic, and I say prophecy, prophetic view of how this evolved. You know, when you say that there was a void in the feminine voice, and I really can picture that. You know, if you picture 500 years ago where women weren't allowed that voice, and had there been that balance that you're talking about of a feminine offset, you know, I understand what you're saying. I think that makes a lot of sense, Marlene.
Thank you for your influence and your example of you, Clifton Roberts, and Dr. Amy Breeze Harper, and Maggie, and all the great Humane Party volunteers and office holders to be the shining light, because we need, desperately need, a change for survival, and not only survival, but to enhance life on Earth for everyone. We're here to enjoy and to love.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, I agree. You know, we have some amazing Humane Party board of directors, from Shell Harrison, who is a visionary of our time. Georgia Smith, who has been the foundation of the Humane Party. Robin Miller, who is the current CEO of the Humane Party. Maggie, who was at one point my campaign director. Then you have Diane. And we have other board members that we're hoping to add to the board, and Jeff Rosenberg is one of them. I actually had a chance to sit down with him in Florida, and he's just amazing. So these are the people that are my heroes.
There's a few more minutes left, so I'd like to hear about one more of the Humane Party's platform agendas to help improve life for people and all life on Earth.
For example, if I were to go to my local elementary school and I said, hey, I want to create a program where I come in and talk to K through sixth graders about where their food comes from, the amount of bureaucracy that I would have to go through to be able to officially just go into those schools would be enormous. And it's a sad state of affairs, but that's why I think if you look at the Humane Party's objectives in terms of our mission and our vision and our platform, part of creating a world-class excellence in education, scholarship, and personal and professional development is fostering a humane education. And we think that until the Abolition Amendment has rendered such measures moot, we wanted to actually deny public funding and tax status to any institution that engages in the exploitation or abuse of animals. And that includes feeding their body parts in our schools. But it's going to take, like I said, the dissemination of our message and messages like those of your show to increase exponentially on a grand scale. Animal agriculture is a major source of land and water degradation, and it's disrupting ecosystems. And it's more detrimental to our environment than even the use of fossil fuels. So I think that the imperative of a vegan future for sustainability is paramount. And I think that's why vegans, no matter the small, tiny differences you have in our approach to the execution of our platform, and right now we're focused on strategy, vegans need to support and develop and grow this party of ours.
Thank you so much, Clifton and the Humane Party, and the awesome VP running mate, Dr. Amy Breeze Harper.
And thank you, Marlene. Always a pleasure to be on your show.
Thank you, Clifton. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Please join us again next week as we continue our conversation with Clifton Roberts and the Humane Party's platform. I'd like to give a shout out to all the vegan activists at the International March to Close All Slaughterhouses, happening worldwide between June 11th and June 19th. In light of the recent tragedy in Orlando, Florida, in an effort to share information to stop the violence, I would like to include the two following clips. I want to clarify that the choice to include these two clips is separate from the interview in today's Vegan Nation program. This first clip is from an interview with Aaron Russo. Aaron Russo was the filmmaker of Bette Midler's The Rose, Trading Places featuring Eddie Murphy, and his latest documentary before he died, America, Freedom to Fascism.
We have a government that's controlled by the Federal Reserve System.
the bankers control, whether it's George Bush or Hillary Clinton or whoever it is, doesn't matter, Democrat or Republican, it's irrelevant. What the people want to happen, they want people looking at Democrats and Republicans and fighting over that, but not looking at the Federal Reserve as the real answer. So they hide behind that. It's like the Wizard of Oz, and the guy behind the curtain is the Federal Reserve. Well, it's really, it's not even the Federal Reserve so much as the people behind the Federal Reserve. They use the Federal Reserve as a tool so they can control things. You know, and my picture is more about where the real power lies, that it's not Democrats and Republicans, they're just puppets. And my movie goes after the system and how the system is functioning and operating today.
I got a call one day from an attorney woman I knew, and she said, would you like to meet one of the Rockefellers? I said, sure, I'd love to. And we became friends, and he began to divulge a lot of things to me. So he said to me one night, he said that there's going to be an event there, and out of that event, you're going to see we're going to go into Afghanistan, so we run pipelines from the Caspian Sea. We're going to go into Iraq to take the oil and establish a base in the Middle East. He's talking about how by having this war on terror, you can never win it. So it's an eternal war. And I said, how are you going to convince people that this war is real? He said, but the media. The media can convince everybody it's real. I mean, you know, it's just that you keep talking about things. You keep saying it over and over and over again. And eventually people believe it.
And here's a clip from Will Tuttle, author of The World Peace Diet.
You know, the old question is, qui bono, who benefits? You know, who benefits from these false flag operations? It's obvious that who benefits are the forces that want war and domination and exploitation. False flag operations are engineered to delude people into thinking that they're being attacked. And this is one of the oldest tricks in the book. It's well known. Governments have been doing this for centuries. People do not want to go to war. Nobody, no mother, no father wants to send their son, or nowadays a daughter, off to a conflict somewhere far away where they're going to be shot and killed. The only way governments can ever get people to go to war, essentially, and also how they can increase their control over the population, is to make people feel like they're being attacked. The whole military, industrial, medical, pharmaceutical complex is a gigantic false flag operation, making us afraid. You know, these things are created in many ways for people who have become, because they're eating meat and dairy, unable to really look deeply and question official stories. So I think it's really time for us to not only go vegan, but to learn to look with eyes of loving kindness at other people and question what the governments are telling us. The media is absolutely complicit. The media basically just publishes whatever the government tells them to publish. I think it was Goebbels, one of Hitler's men. He said, if you repeat a lie often enough, everyone will believe it. And that's exactly what's been happening.
It is of my opinion that the violence, oppression, and exploitation, century after century, is but a mirror reflection of the violence, oppression, and exploitation on our plates. Veganism is essential in politics, in leadership, and in our daily lives.
Let's go out with Will Tuttle's song, To Be Free. Join us next week at this time, where we'll bring you more news on living a vegan lifestyle. Hear this program again at wcuw.org/vegannation. Theme music provided by Will Tuttle. This is Marlene Narrow, wishing you a good day.